His train of reasoning is whimsical and ingenious, but I am not at leisure to give you the detail. The result was that he found the distemper to be incurable. But after much study, he thought he had discovered a method to divert the evil he could not subdue. For this purpose, he caused a small building, about 12 feet square, to be erected in his garden, and furnished with some ordinary chairs and tables and a few prints of the cheapest sort. His hope was that when the whitewashing frenzy seized the females of his family, they might repair to this apartment, and scrub and scour and smear to their heart's content, and so spend the violence of the disease in this outpost, while he enjoyed himself in quiet at headquarters. But the experiment did not answer his expectation. It was impossible it should, since a principal part of the gratification consists in the lady's having an uncontrolled right to torment her husband at least once in every year, to turn him out of doors and take the reins of government into her own hands. There is a much better contrivance than this of the philosophers, which is to cover the walls of the house with paper,